Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Which one is holier? And in fact, more fundamental, why are certain Sfarim, why are the Sfarim and Nevi'im categorized as Nevi'im? And why are those that were included in Ksuvim categorized as being in Ksuvim? And we saw two different reasons for this. The first reason was the Radak and the Rambam. Actually, chronologically, it would be the Rambam and the Radak. That the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is that Nevi'im were heard by Nevi'im via Nevuah, and Ksuvim were written with Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, that's why it's called Ksuvim, because they were Ksuvim. They were written by virtue of Ruach HaKodesh that the recipient had. So that's the distinction between them. And based on that, we'd say that Nevuah is on a higher level, Ruach HaKodesh is on a lower level. It could very well be based on that, that you would have to place Nevi'im, a Navi, on top of a Sefer from Ksuvim and not the reverse. Second explanation that we brought, what's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, is based on the Maharal, that he didn't talk about one being holier than the other, having a higher level of Kedusha than the other, but rather their essence is different. When it comes to the Torah is a book of Halacha. Nevuah is a book of Nevi'im is a book of Nevuah, and Ksuvim is a book or a set of books that includes the Ketz HaMashiach, the arrival of the Mashiach, in particular in Sefer Daniel, but it's Matim, it's fitting for the entire Ksuvim. So their essences differ. And then today we're going to have the third explanation as to what the difference is between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And this is based on the Chidushei Agriz. He brings down in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Ibrisk, and he says that the concept is not like number one. It's not like we brought in the name of the Rambam and his Mora Nevuchim and the Radak, that the difference is that Nevi'im is based on Nevuah, and that's on a higher level of Kedusha, and that Ksuvim is based on Ruach HaKodesh, and that is based on a lower level of Kedusha. That is not the case, because he brings two reasons. Number one, there's a Gemara in Sota, Memches Amubes, that says that David and Shlomo HaMelech are Nevi'im, and their Sfarim are included in, not Nevi'im, but in Ksuvim. For example, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Koheles, various other works, and they are included in Ksuvim, and David HaMelech also writing Tehillim. Those are all included in Ksuvim, but they were Nevi'im, they had Nevuah. So it cannot be that Ksuvim is on a lower level, that's Ruach HaKadosh, as opposed to Nevuah. And number two, and when it comes to Tehillim, it's written by a number of people, but one of which, the main one of which is David HaMelech. Okay, number two, he says, is that we see, practically speaking, that people put their Sefer Navi on top of Ksuvim and Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. We're not makbid on this at all, so it must be that the Kedusha of the Nevi'im and Ktuvim are equal to one another. So it is not the case that one is higher level of Kedusha than the other. So he disagrees with explanation number one, and he brings his own explanation, and it goes as follows. The difference between Nevi'im and Ketuvim is a technical point. And the technical point is that the Nevi'im were given to a Navi, and the Navi had to repeat it Ba'al Peh. He received the Nevuah, he wrote it there afterward, but he relayed it to people Ba'al Peh. He didn't write it first. And when it came to the Ksuvim, he first had to write it down. It had to be recorded in a writing first, and then it had to be delivered to other people, conveyed to other people while reading it. From the writing, that's how it was relayed to other people. And in fact, he brings a very interesting proof to this. He says in Yirmiyahu, the Navi Yirmiyahu that's included in Nevi'im, he had two Nevuos that he gave over to the king Yehoyakim. And they went as follows. One, Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave directly Ba'al Peh, verbally, to Yehoyakim, to King Yehoyakim. That was direct. And that's Sefer Yirmiyahu includes that Nevuah, and that is included in Nevi'im. On the other hand, there was a time that he told to Baruch, I need you to write this down for me and deliver it in its written form to King Yehoyakim. And that happened to be Megillas Eicha, he calls it Megillas Kinos. And that was included not in Nevi'im, but in Ksuvim. So we see the two Nevuot came to the same Navi, came to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. One was relayed directly And that both would relate to the same person, but one was relayed directly Baal Peh, and one was written first, and the writing was delivered, and one wound up in Nevi'im. That's one, the one that was relayed Baal Peh, and the one that was in writing, Megillas Eicha, is in Ksuvim. So that's the difference between them. A technical issue, not that one is on a higher level than the other, but did it have to be relayed orally, or did it have to be relayed from the text? That's the whole difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And Emir Tzashem, we will continue this discussion tomorrow, talking about, when it comes to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, practically speaking, which is on a higher level than the other. Have a wonderful day.